Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, as we continue our study on hitting the target, you never hit anything you don't aim at, and God's not calling us to go aimlessly, so we're going to be targeting some things in the weeks to come as outreach. Now, I've got a different role here. I'm outreach pastor, so the my vision and the vision God's gave me is get us outside of these walls to reach the community and the nation and the world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. How many followers of Jesus do we have here tonight? Let me see your hands. Raise your hands high. So as a follower of Jesus, Matthew 4:19 says this, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
Amen.
So if we're following Jesus, we're called to be fishers of men. Amen? It's not an option. There's all kinds of gifts of the Spirit. Hey, honey. There's all kinds of gifts of the Spirit. And some think that winning souls is the evangelist mission. Of all the disciples, Philip was the only one that was called an evangelist. Amen? Everyone else was leading people to Jesus too. There wasn't nobody that wasn't leading people to Jesus. Amen? So as followers of Jesus, I want to build off of Acts 1:8 tonight. And of course, it's a familiar scripture. We're all familiar with it. But the Lord has some things he wants to say to us tonight in the Word. Acts 1:8. He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the othermost part of the earth. So there's an anointing that comes to anoint by the Spirit of God. You've got a measure that's in you as a child of God, but he wasn't talking about the measure that is in you. He was talking about a measure upon you. God said he would pour out his Spirit. There's an anointing that comes to win people to Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen? So first we're going to look at the power to integrate. To integrate is to connect together as one. So if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says this. He says that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now, when we give our hearts to Jesus, there's a measure of the Spirit of God that takes residence within us, and he is inside of you and I. There's a measure. I don't know about you, but I need to be filled every day. Hello? Amen? How many are going through something? How many are most of the time trying to fight it on your own strength? How many are getting worn out? Hello? Amen? So he says to us that we need to be immersed in Matthew chapter 3. I want to go here a minute. Matthew's writing about what John the Baptist said in verse number 11. John the Baptist said this. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a church that's getting on fire for the Lord. I want to be a body of Christ that reaches this nation and this world with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 3, and the Bible says, and there was tongues as a fire. Let me go there, Acts chapter 2, verse 3. Some just took my thought. there appeared to them clothed in tongues as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. I think one of the fathers speaking to my heart about is, hey, come on, church. We're not to be afraid of the Holy Spirit. We're not to be afraid of the Holy Ghost. If you're afraid of the Holy Ghost, you're going to stay in the muck. Amen. God wants to take us to greater and higher grounds and to do greater and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I don't see very much fire in the body of Christ. Amen. I think we need to get on fire for Him. I think we need to get excited about the one we serve. Amen. I don't know about you, but God's been good to me. Hello. Today is my 25th birthday. 25 years ago, He came into the bedroom of my home and delivered me from crack cocaine and called me into ministry. Amen. And who the Son has made free is free indeed. Amen. And I've got 25, I'm a quarter century now. I've got my silver anniversary going on here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And He never gets dull. I get more excited about Him and 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 more excited about Him because He gave us the Spirit of God. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, He shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that lives in you. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's time for us to get a little fire in our step, huh? Are you with me? Praise God. Huh? Amen. I look 25, you look 50. Hallelujah. I had to throw that out there. So you've immersed, and then also third, to instill in you and I. In Luke chapter 24. Love you, Dave. Verse 49. Jesus said this. He said, and behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power on high. And let me tell you something. You're never going to be an effective witness for the kingdom of God without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Until the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, they were all scaredy cats. Well, Pastor, that isn't my call. I don't want to open my mouth before them. He says, open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen? Amen? One of the things that we have to understand is as we're winning this nation to the world and these nations to the Lord, and we're in this nation to the Lord, is that if you're going to find people that will reject Him, but they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting Him. Amen? So the first thing He's saying to us is He's given us power according to His promises to bestow on us. And Luke chapter 11, I want to go here just for a moment. Jesus said this in Luke 11:13, the words of Jesus. He says, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Wait a minute. I asked Jesus in my life and I got a measure of the Holy Spirit. I was sealed by the Spirit of God. But Jesus said that I need to ask for the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocks, the door will be open. Jesus gave us instructions to ask for the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm asking for the Lord to fill me up. Amen. I'm asking Him to fill this vessel to overflowing. So what pours out to others isn't me, it's Him. Amen. If we want to allow God to fill us up. Amen. You know, I have here, secondly, to bathe. And what I was thinking about to bathe is to completely desaturate. To saturate yourself. In Luke chapter 2, I mean Acts chapter 2, excuse me. Just to remind you of the measure that's in you. I'm not saying that you don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm saying God wants to give you more. Are you hearing me? Amen? Amen? And if you think you have enough, you're in a bad place.
You can't get enough, you're in the right place.
Because guess what? He's El Shaddai. He's more than enough. And if you're just settling for enough, you're not settling for what God has for you. Amen. Because he has more for you than what you're asking him for, than what you're expecting from him. He says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So, you know, he's given us a measure, but God's saying to us, church, hey, we got to be looking for some more. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm expecting, if what God has showed me is true, and I know what he has showed me is true because he showed it to me, there's an outpouring of the Spirit of God like never before, but the vessels of God got to be ready to receive it, to let it flow in and through them to others in this world, in this nation. Amen. He's just not going to pour it out on the sinner. He's going to draw the sinner to the gospel to be saved, to be filled, to be overflowing like you're overflowing. And it doesn't matter if you're one day in Christ Jesus or 10 years, he'll fill you to overflowing. Amen. With the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So one of the things I have here is to brace. And the Lord was speaking to here to me about a warning. And go with me to Hebrews chapter 6. You know, I was reminded of the seed, the word, and the different grounds, how some fell among the wayside, and some fell among the stony ground, and some fell upon the tares, and some fell into the good ground that produced 160 and 30-fold. Amen. What the Lord was saying to me, especially for spirit-filled men and women, if you've been filled with the Spirit to overflowing, there's a higher expectation. Amen. You know, the Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 4, he says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good Word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify themselves, the Son of God afresh, and put him to open shame. I want to say something, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I want you to understand. In the last days that we're in, we're dealing also with the Spirit of Christ and with the spirit of the Antichrist. It's a fake spirit. And just like for many, there's a fake salvation. If there hasn't been a change in life, it's not true.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And if they're not filled with the Spirit of God, they're filled with the Spirit, but it's not always the Spirit of God. Some of it's a fake spirit. An imitator. What is the devil? The Bible says he'll come in as the appearance of the angel of light. Amen. The very appearance. And God wants you to know, and I want you to get a hold of something with me tonight. God will never go outside of his word. If it doesn't align with his word, it is not from him.
That's right.
He doesn't twist it. He doesn't curve it. It's a straight line.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And all these things are putting curves and waves in the line. It isn't the Lord. It's the spirit of the Antichrist, right? He says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Amen. Praise God. So he says to us that God wants to fill us and give us the power because he's given us the promise, but he's calling for you and I to do the preaching. The preaching. Jesus himself. Wait a minute. Let's look at ourselves. When we came into Christ, we became just like Jesus. Spirit of God, spirit of man. God, Jesus was God and he was man. Amen. Jesus himself never truly witnessed until the dove came down upon him when John the Baptist baptized him and the water and that you saw the Spirit of God descend on him like a dove. And then Jesus stood up in Luke chapter 4 declaring Isaiah 61. What did Jesus say? How many followers of Jesus do we have? We're followers of Jesus. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit was already in him, but now the Spirit's upon him, just like the Holy Ghost comes upon you and I. The Spirit was upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So what we say, how many followers of Jesus do we have? Come on, we're all followers of Jesus. So if we're followers of Jesus, then I need to take this and I need to personalize it for myself. Now say this for myself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. Because the Spirit of God is upon me. Amen. Amen. That's the anointing. The Spirit of God that's upon you. God wants to stir some things up. I thank God for the gifts of the Spirit and all that. And that God's endowed us with, but they're not even functioning without the being filled with the Spirit either in the right way. So he's called us to answer. When your phone rings, do you answer it? Probably not a good illustration there, huh? When your children call, do you answer? Amen. He reminds us in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is he talking about here? Faith to what? Faith to believe that whosoever shall confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that as he raised him from the dead shall be saved. That's saving faith. Amen. Let me say this to you. I think so many times we miss the mark when we think that people are just going to go home and ask Jesus into their hearts. He says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. There's a public confession that takes place. Guess what? If you're not going to confess him before others, he's not going to confess you to his Father in heaven either. Amen? Amen? I'm not trying to put anybody in a box. What we're trying to say is, hey, if we're going to reach this community, we're going to reach this nation, we're going to reach this world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we got to get on fire for the Lord. We got to let the Holy Ghost flow in this place. We got to let the Holy Ghost flow in and through us to others so that there's a life stream that's coming wherever we go. Amen? Amen. Your pastor always leads people to Jesus all the time and whatever. And some people think that's my job. I think it's an honor to lead people to Jesus because that's what God called us to do. Amen. But it's just not my job. It's all of our jobs.
Amen.
Amen. That's why God said, you know, there was 120 in the upper room that were filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit came upon them. And they were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And there was 3,000 added to the church in one day. Come on. Come on. There wasn't the big gatherings of these churches where they had a mega church coming together. They just led everybody to Jesus. These guys went out and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ, got on fire for the Lord, and many came to know Jesus. Amen. I think that's a great opportunity that God's gave us. You know, he chooses to work through us, not around us. But so he gives us the admonition. I said the admonition in Romans chapter 1. Are y'all with me? I'm with you. Hallelujah. The apostle said this, Romans 1:16. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. What the Lord is saying to us tonight is he's given us the power of the Holy Ghost because it was his promise to you and I. So we have the power, the promise to preach. You know, I've said that before, you know, in the Greek, a preacher comes from the Greek word kairosso, and it means someone who carries or announces good news. How many has some good news in here? No matter where they're at, they don't have to remain there. Amen? So last, we have the producing. Proverbs 11:30, another favorite scripture of mine. The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. So what is the Father saying to you and I tonight? He said he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men shall have vision. Your old men shall have dreams. And my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out my Spirit. So God wants you to stand tonight. Hallelujah. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So what we're asking tonight, Father God, you see our hearts and our lives, Father God. We're asking for you to fill us to overflowing with the Spirit of God. May the Spirit of God be upon us, Father God. Father God, pour it down upon us tonight, Father God. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Ask, 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 ask. It isn't for me to ask for you. It's for you to ask. Ask him to fill you to overflowing. Ask him, ask him, ask him, ask. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what your neighbor thinks. Worry about what God thinks. Hallelujah. I'm more concerned about what he thinks about me than what others think about me. He said, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Fill us, Father God. Fill us, Father God. Fill us, Father God. Fill us, Lord Jesus. Fill us to overflowing with your Spirit, Father God. Fill us, Father God. Fill us, Father. Refill us, Father God. Refill us, Lord Jesus. Fill the vessels, Father God. May there not be one empty vessel in here, Father God. May it be filled to overflowing, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the fresh filling, Father God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the fresh filling, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the fresh filling, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the fresh filling, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a fresh filling, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a fresh filling, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a fresh filling, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for a fresh filling, Father God. Thank you for a fresh filling for your children, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for filling us up, Lord. Thank you for a fresh filling, Father God. Thank you for a fresh filling, Father God. Thank you for a fresh filling, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands and give God praise and glory? Father, we're thankful, Father God, that you called and appointed and anointed us for a time such as now. Father God, we say, let God arise in this house and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Father, we rejoice in your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, and we give you praise and glory for all that you're doing, all you're going to do, Father God. Have your way in our hearts and lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.